It's 8:10, mostly cloudy skies throughout the mid-Michigan area. It's going to be a little cloudy, perhaps a little damp for some hours to come. We'll have an update on our weather coming up in just about 8 minutes here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Captain Jeff Murphy, who is with the East Lansing Police Department. Captain Murphy, how are you?
I'm good.
Received some information yesterday that stolen mopeds are on the rise in East Lansing. Tell us about this story.
Well, since early July, we've noticed that we've been having more mopeds reported stolen in East Lansing. We've actually caught two groups of people and arrested them and charged them with the larcenies of mopeds, but the problem continues. We've had 22 mopeds stolen since the beginning of July, and we wanted to make sure the public's aware of this information so that they could help us find out who continues to steal the mopeds. We ask that the public call if they see anything suspicious, any suspicious people around apartment buildings in particular. A lot of these thefts are taking place in and around student apartment complexes, and we're just looking for some help to solve this problem.
So you actually have busted a couple of stolen moped rings, if you will.
We've made some arrests with some two different groups of people that have stolen. We've caught them in the act of stealing mopeds since early July, but we're still having a problem with some getting stolen. And with students moving back to East Lansing, there's going to be more mopeds in town. These are pretty popular with students right now, and we'd like to get rid of this problem before we get more victims.
All right, Captain Murphy, excuse my ignorance when it comes to mopeds, but don't you need a key to get in, and how are people breaking into these? Do you hotwire them? How does that work?
Well, generally, what we find is every moped has a steering column lock. So when you shut off your moped, you can lock the steering column, either twist it to the left or twist it to the right, which makes it hard to push away because the front wheel's turned. So you can basically just push it in a circle. But those locks are pretty inadequate and fairly easily defeated. Once that lock's defeated, the mopeds can be pushed away from the scene, maybe somewhere out of public view where people that know what they're doing can then hotwire them and get them going without a key, and that's what we're finding is going on. We've recovered a few mopeds that, for one reason or another, weren't actually, the theft wasn't completed, but they were pushed away from the scene. You could see where people had been working on them, and for whatever reason, maybe they were spooked away by, a neighbor or something, but they didn't actually remove the moped.
All right, now what are they doing with them? Because if you don't have a key to it, are they putting another key in? How do you resell them? Pawn shops, I understand pawn shops have paperwork and things you got to do when you want to sell something. How's that work?
We feel that they're just being sold on the street. We've recovered a few with the help of Lansing Police Department. They've caught people on them, which have been, charged through the Lansing Police Department. But we feel what's happening is people are removing them from East Lansing and selling them on the street, and they ride them until they get stopped by the police.
All right, and I would imagine, how much does a moped go for? Is that a felony? Should you get busted for that?
It is a felony to steal a moped. It's actually the same crime. According to the law, it's the same crime as stealing a car because it's a motor vehicle. Obviously, they're not worth as much as a car, but it's still the same crime. People should be aware that it's it's a lot more serious than, for instance, stealing a bicycle.
We're talking with Captain Jeff Murphy from the East Lansing Police Department about the challenges of increased rate of stolen mopeds. What can people do to protect their mopeds, Captain Murphy?
Well, we'd like to let people know that we're going to have increased patrols out. All our officers are aware of the problem. So we're going to be putting all our normal officers out to work on it, plus extra officers over the next week or so. And in addition to that, we'd like people to call us if they see anybody suspicious, and we can go and check on them and see what they're doing. That would help us a lot. And then also, if you do have a moped, it would be good to buy a secondary type lock, like the common ones are called a U-lock, where you can actually lock the front or back tire to something sturdy, and those locks are a lot harder to defeat than the steering column locks that come on the mopeds.
Captain Murphy, I've also been a little curious about the laws of riding mopeds. I recently was on, a major thoroughfare. It was like Saginaw. I can't remember if it was Saginaw or Grand River, where the speed limit was 45. And there was a moped, a guy on a moped in the left-hand lane, in the fast lane. And so not only was he holding up traffic because he wasn't able to keep that posted speed, but he didn't have a helmet on either. How do the laws work when it comes to mopeds? Are they treated like motorcycles?
Similar. They can't go on a limited access highway. For instance, 127, they can't be on there, but they can be on any other roadway. Of course, you should be riding in the right lane so other cars can pass you if you can't get up to the speed limit. But you don't have to drive at the speed limit. You just have to drive somewhere below that speed limit. So people don't have to wear helmets on them. At least adults don't have to wear helmets on them. And they're treated fairly similar to a motorcycle, except they can't be on a limited access highway.
Are you seeing a lot of accidents with people on mopeds, or are the numbers about the same from from your experience over the last few years?
We've seen no rise in accidents. However, we have seen a rise in the number of mopeds in town. These mopeds were really popular years ago, and then for whatever reason, the popularity declined. But in the last year or so, they've become real popular again.
All right, and you've got about 40,000 students plus that are going to be returning to East Lansing, and I can only imagine you have meetings and preparations for that.
Yes, we're preparing for what we call Welcome Week, which is when all of the students come back to town just prior to classes starting, and just like we do every year, we'll have extra officers working to make sure that everyone has a good time and returns to East Lansing safely.
All right, Captain Murphy, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
It's the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. When we come back, Bill Ballinger from Inside Michigan Politics will be with us, and we'll get his take on yesterday's election results. And we'll do that next on 1320 WILS. Good morning.